distant galaxy. Inside my telescope I see a pair of eyes peer back at me. He walks and talks and looks like me. Sits around inside his house. From room to room he moves about. Fills his life with pointless things and wonders how it all turns out.
Hello there, everybody. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. My name is Henry Condon, a.k.a. The Condor, and this is a little show I like to call The Perch. Thanks for tuning in. I think I've got a pretty unique set list this week. This time, I'm just going to play the entirety of one album I've been listening to a lot recently. It's called Burnt Offering by the Budos Band, and It's a pretty old album. It was it was released in the year of 2014. Very, very old. Very, 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 very aged. I'm being sarcastic, by the way, if you couldn't tell. 3 years ago is not that old, and this song is very amazing. I'm also very sorry if you hear any music in the background right now. I'm not actually sure what's going on in the quad right now, but there's something going on in the quad, and WJRH is providing the music right on the steps of Hogue Hall with their amazingly, giantly loud speakers so that all the people on the quad can hear. And subsequently, this microphone can also pick it up as well because they're just right outside the window. So apologies if that is an interruption at all in any way, but I think I'm just going to go ahead and get started with the music. This is the first song off of the album. It's called Into the Fog, and I'm going to follow it by The Styx and Aphasia. Here we go.
Thank you.
just heard Into the Fog and The Sticks by the Budos Man. That was the first two songs off of their album Burnt Offering. It is a great album, and over the next hour, or not hour, I guess, 42 minutes, over the next 42 minutes, we will be listening to the rest of this album. It is a great album, and I just wanted to take some time now to tell you guys a little bit more about the Budos Man, as we are playing an entire album of theirs over the course of this next 41 minutes. The band itself is 9 members. It's made up of, and I'm sorry if I mispronounce any names here, Jared Tankel on the baritone saxophone, Thomas Brennick on the electric guitar, John Carbonella Jr. on the congas and the drums, Mike Deller on the organ, Daniel Fodor on the bass guitar, Andrew Green on the trumpet, Rob Lombardo on the bongos and the congas as well, Brian Profilio on the drums, and Dame Rodriguez on percussion. On their first album, they featured Duke Ameo on the congas, Johnny Grigas on the cabeza, Bosco Mann on the rhythm, Bosco Mann, that is the best name I've ever heard. Bosco Mann on the rhythm guitar, the cowbell, and the congas as well. Everybody plays the congas. Everybody plays the congas. Neil Sugarman on the tenor saxophone, and tambourine and the flute. Wow. Yeah. This is a really cool band overall. They have a bunch of other albums as well. This is Burnt Offering was released, as I said before. The first two songs was released in 2014. Their first album was released in 2005, and it was self-titled. Lots of songs on that one. Their second album, called The Budos Band 2, features a scorpion on their album cover. It's a pretty cool-looking scorpion. And that was released in 2007. Their third album, The Budos Band EP... Oh, no, sorry. It was an EP. It was released in 2009. 2010, The Budos Band 3, and 2014, Burnt Offering. That was, wow, that was a very, very big change from The Budos Band, The Budos Band 2, The Budos Band 3, and Burnt Offering. This is what we're currently listening to. It's their latest release. Yeah, these next two songs, also very, very great songs, and I'm very excited to play them for you both. The first one, I really, really like. The second one has an interesting place in my heart, but here they are right now. Enjoy. You just heard Aphasia and Shattered Winds by the Budos Band off of their album Burnt Offering. I really like both of those songs. The first one is probably one of their best on the album. I highly recommend it. Again, that one's called Aphasia. The second one, that one's a little bit stranger. It's got a lot of interesting musical accompaniment, and although I do think it works really, really well together, in the sense of that, like, it accepts how strange it sounds, and it really understands, like, the sound of itself before, like, I don't really know what I'm talking about either, but I just like the song a lot. These next two songs are probably the best two songs on the album, and I will play them in a little bit, but being that it's about halfway through the hour right now, I would just like to say again, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. My name is Henry Condon, a.k.a. The Condor, and this is a little show I like to call The Perch. Thanks for tuning in. We are listening to Burnt Offering. It is a whole album by this great instrumental band called the Budos Band. It's made up of 9 members, and they're off the Daptone Records label. They occasionally have guests, and they had a lot on their first studio album, and they play instrumental music that was self-described as Afro-soul, a term and sound which, in a 2007 interview, baritone saxophone player Jared Tenkel elucidated as being drawn from Ethiopian music the band had been listening to that had a soul undercurrent to it. Oh, that is a great description. Which the band then sprinkled a little bit of sweet 60s stuff on top. Since this time, the band has moved towards playing what they refer to as 70s psychedelic instrumental music. That was the first paragraph on the Wikipedia article describing the Budos Band. Yeah, okay, so we've got 2 more songs coming up real soon. Here they are. They're called Black Hills, and then the title track, Burnt Offering. Hope you enjoy. Hello, everybody, again. Wow, I'm sorry to interrupt, because I know I said I was going to play two songs in a row, but that is my favorite song on this album. That is why, like, that song is probably the reason that I've been listening to this song over and over and over again. It is, wow, that, I just cannot put into words how amazing that song is to me. I just love the instrumental songs, and just it all works so well together in that song. That song was called Black Hills off of this album Burnt Offering by the Budos Band. It's wow. I just love that song so much. It's just such a great song. Like you can hear like the horns just work so well together, and the saxophones are just coupled on top of each other to just sound, it's amazing. This next song is the title track from the album. It's called Burnt Offering off of Burnt Offering by the Budos Band. Here we go. We'll be right back. Hello again. You just heard Burnt Offering and Trail of Tears off Burnt Offering by the Budos Band. Those are two pretty great songs as well. I really, really enjoy Burnt Offering. If y'all remember the organ at the very, very beginning, that's one of my favorite parts of that song. It's just so unique. It's played by Mike Deller. It's just, I don't know. I really, really enjoy that. Well, seeing as it's just a little bit, it is 3/4 of the hour right now, being 2:44 in the afternoon here in Easton, Pennsylvania, I think it's about time for me to do some PSAs. So, I'm going to read a couple of PSAs for you guys, and I did a little pre-reading of them because sometimes they're pretty funny because they contain pretty hilarious mistakes, and there's a couple of parts that I just want to critique when I come across them. So here we go. Help families prepare for emergencies. Ready.gov. Did you know, having witnessed natural and man-made disasters like Hurricane Sandy, Western wildfires, and tornadoes in the plains, 64% of adults say it is very important for all Americans to take steps to prepare for an emergency. Still, only 1 in 5 Americans say they feel very prepared for a disaster. Ready PSAs from FEMA encourage every American to visit ready.gov and make an emergency plan today that's shared with families Ready PSAs from FEMA encourage every American to visit ready.gov and make an emergency plan today that's shared with all family members. September is National Preparedness Month, the ideal time to share this critical message with communities across the country. Well, it's October now. I'm sorry. This was probably sent to us in September, and I'm only reading it now. So October, well, almost November is annual preparedness month. So National Preparedness Month. So let's get prepared, America. Together, we can end hunger. Featuring Reba McEntire, Lila Ali, Curtis Stone, Rachel Ray, Kelly Clarkson, Savannah Guthrie, Nick Cannon, and Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs too. Okay, so what the ad council sends to us is they send these like pamphlet things that they're like kind of stickered closed, and you open them up, and inside there's a CD, and it kind of tells you what's on the CD and gives you like a track list so you know what to play. But the cover of this ad council PSA pamphlet, it tells all of the people who are featured on the CD, and it says everybody, like all of those famous people I mentioned, Kelly Clarkson, Nick Cannon, and then it says Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs too. So maybe they just like didn't do enough research and couldn't figure out like who either the voice actors of the characters on Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2 were, or they couldn't figure out the names of the characters in the movie. Either way, they say the names of all these famous people and then Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2 as being featured on this CD. So maybe they just messed up and sent me a DVD that features the entirety of the movie. Who knows, because I'm not going to play it. This next PSA is make sure you know where to find your family in an emergency. Ready.gov. Be a big hero. And then it's got pictures of Big Hero 6. Prepare for emergencies. Make a plan. Build a kit. Know the facts. Bonus material included. Listen to the partnership work produced with characters from Disney's Big Hero 6 movie. Material available in English and Spanish. Only 19% of Americans claim to be very prepared for an emergency situation. Well, that's not a lot of information. I feel like they're supposed to make these that can be read like that. At least they should be made so that I can read them off. Like, this one includes all the talking points, the other ones don't. All right, well, that was 3 minutes of PSAs. Let's get back to the music. These next two songs are called Magus Mountain and Tomahawk off of Burnt Offering by the Budos Band. Here we go. Well, that was funny. I'm very sorry about that, if that startled anybody. What had happened is I forgot to hit the pause button, so when I queued up the volume again on my computer for it to play the song, it had already been playing. So If you don't mind, I'm just going to restart that so you can all hear how amazing Magus Mountain and Tomahawk are. That was my bad. I apologize for that. But here we go. Hopefully this time it will work better. And I apologize again. I clicked the wrong button. I've just played Trail of Tears. That was the previous song. This time I'm going to get it right. Here we go. You just heard Magus Mountain and Tomahawk by the Budos Band off of their album Burnt Offering. I've got one more song for you guys on the album. It's called Turn and Burn. But before I do that, I just wanted to say you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. My name is Henry Condon, a.k.a. The Condor, and this is a little show I like to call The Perch. We've been listening to the album Burnt Offering by the Budos Band, and we are finally on their final song, Turn and Burn. I absolutely love this album because pretty much every song on it tells a story, and I love, love, love songs that tell stories. Like, everyone is so unique. Every single instrument is doing something that's so interesting on their own, but put together they go so well together, and I just cannot recommend this album enough. This is their last song, Turn and Burn. I hope you guys enjoy it. I'm gonna have it play me out, so I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Tune in next week, Saturday, 2 to 3, for The Perch. That's it. Here's Turn and Burn.